Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the Montreal Expos and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the Montreal Expos. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Ron Hunt. Batting second. The left fielder, Clyde Mayshore. Batting third. The center fielder, Ron Woods. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Hal Breeden. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Bob Bailey. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Ken Singleton. Batting seventh. The catcher, John Bacabella. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Tim Foley. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mike Torres. Pitching for the Montreal Expos, Mike Torres. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Rick Munday. Batting second. The shortstop, Don Kessinger. Batting third. The left fielder, Billy Williams. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Pat Bork. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Ron Santo. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Gene Heiser. Batting seventh. The catcher, Randy Hundley. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Paul Popovich. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Larry Gura. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Larry Gura. And now, play ball. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt hits a pop-up into center field for a base hit. Clyde Mayshore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayshore is called out on strikes. One out. Ron Woods is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woods hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Hal Breeden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Breeden strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Expos nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Rick Munday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Munday hits a pop-up into center field for a base hit. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Munday moves to second. One out. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Munday moves to third. Two outs. Pat Bork is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Munday scores. It's 1-0, Cubs. Pat Bork is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bork hits a fly ball into center field. Wood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey takes first base on ball 4. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. John Bacabella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bacabella hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Expos nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Mayshore. Santo reaches second base with a double. Gene Heiser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heiser hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Santo moves to third. One out. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hundley hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Breeden settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Paul Popovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Popovich hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Torres fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Mike Torres is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torres bunts on 2 strikes. And it's a foul ball, 4-3. One out. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hunt hits a fly ball into right field. Heiser settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Clyde Mayshore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayshore is 0-for-1 in the game. Mayshore hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Expos nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Larry Gura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gura hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bailey fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Monday takes first base on ball 4. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0-for-1 in the game. Kessinger hits a ball on the ground towards first. Breeden fields it and throws to second for the out. 2 outs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. Williams strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Ron Woods is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woods is 0-for-1 in the game. Woods hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Hal Breeden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Breeden is 0-for-1 in the game. Breeden hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Bailey takes first base on ball 4. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton is 0-for-1 in the game. Singleton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Popovich scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Expos nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Pat Bourque is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bourque is 0-for-1 in the game. Bourque takes first base on ball 4. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Santo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Gene Heiser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heiser is 0-for-1 in the game. Heiser hits a fly ball into left field. Mayshore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. John Bacabella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bacabella is 0-for-1 in the game. Bacabella hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Foley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike Torres is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torres is 0-for-1 in the game. Torres hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hunt hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Popovich settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Expos nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hundley is 0-for-1 in the game. Hundley hits a fly ball into center field. Wood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Paul Popovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Popovich is 0-for-1 in the game. Popovich hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Woods. Popovich reaches second base with a double. Larry Gura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Popovich moves to third. Larry Gura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gura is 0-for-1 in the game. Gura is called out on strikes. Two outs. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Monday takes first base on ball 4. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0-for-2 in the game. Kessinger hits a fly ball into left field. Mayshore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Clyde Mayshore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayshore is 0-for-2 in the game. Mayshore hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Popovich settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Woods is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woods is 0-for-2 in the game. Woods strikes out. Two outs. Hal Breeden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Breeden is 0-for-2 in the game. Breeden hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Expos nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-2 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Pat Bourque is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bourque is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Bourque hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-0. Cubs. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Santo hits a fly ball into center field. Wood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gene Heiser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heiser is 0-for-2 in the game. Heiser hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hunt settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Bailey hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, Cubs. Jack Aker now pitching. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton is 0-2 in the game. Singleton hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Expos, 2, Cubs, 2. John Bacabella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bacabella is 0-2 in the game. Bacabella hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is 1-2 in the game, with a single. Foley hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike Torres is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torres is 1-2 in the game, with a single. Torres hits a pop-up towards third. Santo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hundley is 0-2 in the game. Hundley strikes out. One out. Paul Popovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Popovich is 1-2 in the game, with a double. Popovich hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jack Aker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aker hits a fly ball into center field. Wood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Cubs 2. The Expos will come to bat. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 1-3 in the game, with a single. Hunt hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Jorgensen pinch hits for Clyde Mayshore. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Ron Woods is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woods is 0-3 in the game. Woods hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Aker fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Hal Breeden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Breeden is 0-3 in the game. Breeden hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Mike Jorgensen now playing left field. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday is 1-1 in the game, with a single and two walks. Monday hits a ball on the ground towards first. Breeden scoops it up and throws to first, with Torres covering, for the out. One out. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0-3 in the game. Kessinger hits a ball on the ground towards first. Breeden scoops it up and throws to first, with Torres covering, for the out. Two outs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-3 in the game. Williams strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Cubs 2. The Expos will come to bat. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 1-1 in the game, with a home run and two walks. He's got one RBI. Bailey hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton is 1-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Singleton takes first base on ball 4. John Bacabella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bacabella is 0 for 3 in the game. Bacabella hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Singleton moves to third. Ron Fairley pinch hits for Tim Foley. Dave LaRoche now pitching. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley takes first base on ball 4. Bacabella moves to second. Terry Humphrey pinch hits for Mike Torres. Terry Humphrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Humphrey hits a pop-up towards first. Bork settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Hunt hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Popovich fields the ball and can't make a play. That's a base hit. Singleton scores. There goes Bacabella trying to get to home. Popovich throws to Hundley, who tags Bacabella for the out. Fairley moves to second. It's 3-2, Expos. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Expos 3, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Pepe Frias now playing shortstop. Mike Marshall now pitching. Pat Bork is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bork is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Bork hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Santo hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Expos, 3, Cubs, 3. Gene Heiser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heiser is 0 for 3 in the game. Heiser hits a fly ball into right field. Singleton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hundley is 0 for 3 in the game. Hundley hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cleo James pinch runs for Randy Hundley. Paul Popovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Popovich is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Popovich hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. James moves to second. Jose Cardenal pinch hits for Dave LaRoche. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal hits a fly ball into left field. Jorgensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Expos 3, and the Cubs 3. The Expos will come to bat. Ken Rudolph now catching. Bob Locker now pitching. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Jorgensen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Popovich scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Ron Woods is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woods is 0 for 4 in the game. Woods hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hal Breeden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Breeden is 0 for 4 in the game. Breeden hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Locker fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Expos 3, and the Cubs 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. Monday hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0 for 4 in the game. Kessinger hits a fly ball into left field. Jorgensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 4 in the game. Williams takes first base on ball 4. Pat Bourque is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bourque is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Bourque hits a fly ball into center field. Wood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Expos 3, and the Cubs 3. The Expos will come to bat. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and 2 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Bailey hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Singleton bunts towards the mound. Locker catches it and throws to first to double up Bailey. Two outs. John Bacabella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bacabella is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Bacabella hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Locker juggles the ball. That's an error on Locker. Pepe Frias is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frias hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Expos 3, and the Cubs 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 2 for 4 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Santo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Frias scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gene Heiser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heiser is 0 for 4 in the game. Heiser hits a fly ball into right field. Singleton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Rudolph is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudolph hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bailey fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 12, with the score, the Expos 3, and the Cubs 3. The Expos will come to bat. Boots Day pinch hits for Mike Marshall. Boots Day is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Day hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Popovich scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 2 for 5 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Hunt hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Jorgensen hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Heiser. Jorgensen reaches second base with a double. Ron Woods is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woods is 1 for 5 in the game, with a single. Woods hits a fly ball into center field. Monday settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 12, with the score, the Expos 3, and the Cubs 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Tom Walker now pitching. Boots Day now playing center field. Paul Popovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Popovich is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. Popovich hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Glenn Beckert pinch hits for Bob Locker. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bailey fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. Munday hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Beckert moves to second. Mickey Scott now pitching. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0 for 5 in the game. Kessinger hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Bacabella settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 4 in the game. With a walk. Williams takes first base on ball 4. Beckert moves to third. Munday moves to second. Jim Hickman pinch hits for Pat Bork. Pat Jarvis now pitching. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman hits a fly ball into left field. Jorgensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 13, with the score, the Expos 3, and the Cubs 3. The Expos will come to bat. Glenn Beckert now playing second base. Paul Popovich now playing shortstop. Jim Hickman now playing first base. Bill Bonham now pitching. Hal Breeden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Breeden is 0 for 5 in the game. Breeden hits a fly ball into center field. Munday settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single, a home run, and two walks. He's got one RBI. Bailey hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-3, Expos. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton is 1 for 4 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Singleton hits a pop-up towards short. Popovich settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Bacabella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bacabella is 1 for 5 in the game, with a single. Bacabella hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Pepe Frias is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frias is 0 for 1 in the game. Frias hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 13, with the score, the Expos 4, and the Cubs 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 2 for 5 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got one RBI. Santo hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Expos, 4, Cubs, 4. Gene Heiser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heiser is 0 for 5 in the game. Heiser hits a fly ball into center field. Day settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Rudolph is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudolph is 0 for 1 in the game. Rudolph hits a fly ball into left field. Jorgensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Paul Popovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Popovich is 3 for 5 in the game, with two singles and a double. Popovich hits a ball on the ground towards first. Breeden scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Popovich for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 14, with the score, the Expos 4, and the Cubs 4. The Expos will come to bat. Boots Day is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Day is 0 for 1 in the game. Day hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 2 for 6 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Hunt hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Jorgensen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 14, with the score, the Expos 4, and the Cubs 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 0-for-1 in the game. Beckert hits a ball on the ground towards short. Frias scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles and two walks. Monday hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Bonham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonham hits a pop-up towards first. Breeden settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 15, with the score, the Expos 4, and the Cubs 4. The Expos will come to bat. Bob Stinson pinch hits for Pat Jarvis. Bob Stinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stinson hits a line drive into right field. Heiser settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal Breeden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Breeden is 0-for-6 in the game. Breeden strikes out. Two outs. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 3-for-4 in the game, with a single, two home runs, and two walks. He's got two RBIs. Bailey strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 15, with the score, the Expos 4, and the Cubs 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Bill Stoneman now pitching. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-4 in the game. With two walks. Williams hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 0-for-1 in the game. Hickman hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Williams moves to second. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 3-for-6 in the game, with a double and two home runs. He's got two RBIs. Santo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Frias fields it and throws to third for the out. Hickman moves to second. One out. Gene Heiser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heiser is 0-for-6 in the game. Heiser hits a fly ball into left field. Jorgensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Rudolph is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudolph is 0-for-2 in the game. Rudolph hits a fly ball into left field. Jorgensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 16, with the score, the Expos 4, and the Cubs 4. The Expos will come to bat. Ray Burris now pitching. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton is 1-for-5 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Singleton strikes out. One out. John Bacabella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bacabella is 2-for-6 in the game, with two singles. Bacabella hits a fly ball into right field. Heiser settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pepe Frias is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frias is 0-for-2 in the game. Frias strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 16, with the score, the Expos 4, and the Cubs 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Paul Popovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Popovich is 3-for-6 in the game, with two singles and a double. Popovich hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 0 for 2 in the game. Beckert hits a ball on the ground towards short. Frias fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday is 2 for 5 in the game, with two singles and two walks. Monday takes first base on ball 4. Adrian Garrett pinch hits for Ray Burris. Adrian Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 17, with the score, the Expos 4, and the Cubs 4. The Expos will come to bat. Bert Hooten now pitching. Boots Day is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Day is 0 for 2 in the game. Day hits a ball on the ground towards short. Popovich scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 2 for 7 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Hunt hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. Jorgensen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 17, with the score, the Expos 4, and the Cubs 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 5 in the game, with a single and two walks. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards short. Frias scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hickman hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hunt settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 3 for 7 in the game, with a double and two home runs. He's got two RBIs. Santo takes first base on ball 4. Gene Heiser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heiser is 0 for 7 in the game. Heiser hits a ball on the ground towards short. Frias scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 18, with the score, the Expos 4, and the Cubs 4. The Expos will come to bat. Bill Stoneman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stoneman takes first base on ball 4. Hal Breeden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Breeden is 0 for 7 in the game. Breeden takes first base on ball 4. Stoneman moves to second. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 3 for 5 in the game, with a single, two home runs, and two walks. He's got two RBIs. Bailey hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Stoneman scores. Breeden moves to third. It's 5-4, Expos. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton is 1 for 6 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Singleton takes first base on ball 4. Bailey moves to second. John Bacabella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bacabella is 2 for 7 in the game, with two singles. Bacabella hits a ball on the ground towards short. Popovich fields it, throws to home for one, and over to first, double play. Bailey moves to third. Singleton moves to second. Two outs. Pepe Frias is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frias is 0 for 3 in the game. Frias hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 18, with the score, the Expos 5, and the Cubs 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Ken Rudolph is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudolph is 0 for 3 in the game. Rudolph strikes out. One out. Paul Popovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Popovich is 4 for 7 in the game, with 3 singles and a double. Popovich strikes out. Two outs. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 0 for 3 in the game. Beckert hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hunt settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Montreal Expos, 5, and Chicago Cubs, 4. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.